We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
APR financing, or get 0% APR financing on most big 2019 Tundra 4x4s. Also, with the purchase or lease of any new Toyota, you get ToyotaCare, a 2-year, 25,000-mile no-cost maintenance and roadside assistance plan that saves you even more. Learn more about Toyota special offers or ToyotaCare at buyatoyota.com. There's big savings at the Toyota Summer Savings Event going on right now at your New England Toyota dealer. But hurry, it all ends soon. Toyota, let's go places.
Relying on Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Lawrence, Amesbury, Raymond, New Hampshire, and now in Woburn, Massachusetts. Plus, visit our Kitchen Design Center in North Andover. Online at jacksonlumber.com, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
Northeast Men's Clinic is New England's leader in men's sexual medicine, treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. There is hope for ED. Northeast Men's Clinic, 617-793-5000. NortheastMen'sClinic.com.
Dale and Keith. Dale and Keith. Middays 10 to 2. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
This hour, Dale and Keefe, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
This is the Dale and Keefe Show.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
What the f***? I'm not even supposed to be here.
Dale Arnold.
Never get over this. Over 13, man. Starts more than that.
Rich Keefe.
The series is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
You're going to find me dead.
Regardless of what happens tonight after the game, they're certainly champions in our eyes.
I'm going to be hanging from the back.
Dale and Keith.
Dunsky.
Dunsky. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. I'm not sure that all of the reactions you heard in the open were, you know, necessarily mimicked last night by
they
Bruins fans.
They may have
fans.
Been. I think people were more in a state of shock.
Subdued crowd leaving the building last night.
They just couldn't believe it.
I was shocked at how little pushback the Bruins
people
had.
People were walking out thinking, I just spent 20 grand to watch this. What am I doing?
Now, I will say, you know, first period, atmosphere was pretty good. Building was pretty loud. That was all great.
2-0,
when the
though.
Second goal,
yeah.
When the second goal was scored,
that was it.
The energy got sucked out of the building. The energy got sucked out of the Bruins.
And you can't blame anybody. Like the fans for not being loud after that. Okay. It's 2-0. Give them a little something. Give them a little something to cheer for. Yeah, the 2-0. And just to go into the first intermission like that was just so devastating. And then the second period just kind of played out and nothing really crazy happened. And then third period, I was saying, if they can find a way to score early in the third period, you're going to have one of those edge-of-your-seat games, chewing all your fingernail type of games. It didn't happen. Then later on, you wait around, then it's 3-0, then 4-0, and then like just turn it off. Forget it.
Obviously, you know, an emotional Game 7 loss or win, either one.
Well, it's emotional regardless.
It can bring about, you know,
a range.
The efforts of some of the poet laureates of our time.
Oh, no.
So let's start.
Dick Flavin, what did he say?
No, I don't think we have Dick Flavin. No. Okay. Let's start with my colleague, my Nesson colleague, because Jack Edwards, in almost the immediate aftermath of the final horn.
He's emotionally invested in the team.
Yes.
100%. I like that in a play-by-play
guy. He took to Nesson's Facebook page to offer his thoughts about what happened.
All right.
Four wins is proof enough. There were two teams out there playing, and the St. Louis Blues proved to be the better of the two. So a heartfelt congratulations to the club that went from the pits of the NHL to hockey's summit in about 6 months. For Bruins fans, it is a pretty hard landing after such soaring achievement, but that bruise will fade as the years recede and wrinkles appear. For players, this temporary misery will recur, occasional stabs to the heart for the rest of their lives. But bonded by their shared sacrifice in this passionate pursuit. This Boston Bruins team may end up eventually stronger for having gone through this together, because you don't learn who the best teammates are when the champagne is dripping off the ceiling of the dressing room. You learn who the best teammates are when the champagne is dripping off the ceiling of the dressing room right down the hall.
Wow.
If you love something so much, let it go.
See,
for if it is meant to be, it'll come back around.
I was standing on set with Billy and Barry at that point, so I did not
Jack
get an opportunity.
Slipped off into do that?
Some other part of the building. Yeah. I did not get a chance to hear that.
He did spin it positive. I thought he was going to be a little bit more upset. He was saying that this could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
Doesn't feel it today. Yeah, no, it doesn't feel it today.
So they lost, and so now if they win next year, I guess it'll be sweeter because they lost?
Sure. I mean, think of the Red Sox and Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, how much sweeter it felt when you'd won it the next year.
All right. Now, they also lost in 13.
Well, that's putting
some
about as positive a spin on it as I can.
Yeah, that really is.
Thank you, Bruins.
They lost. Yeah, well, that's Frosty. You
Jason
can't be more positive.
Totally advocating this.
Than our resident bridge troll, Jason Rossi.
So that was the losing effort and a very fine literary tour de force there by Jack.
That was strong. Was that all off the top, too? I bet it was.
Yeah, it might have been off the dome.
I like that.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I'm pretty impressed.
I thought he really painted a picture with the champagne dripping from the ceiling. I like that.
Or down the hall.
You don't learn who the best teammates are when the champagne is dripping off the ceiling of the dressing room. Learn who the best teammates are when the champagne is dripping off the ceiling of the dressing room right down the hall.
Oh, down the hall, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, it's true. I mean, when things aren't going well for you, are your friends there? Who are your true friends? They're there for you. When things are going great and then people are calling you and talking.
Yeah.
What is that? What are those people? They mean nothing. That's nothing. It's when things are at the absolute bottom, when you're at the pit and somebody's there to reach out a hand. And I slap it away. And I say, get out of here.
So that was Jack.
Yeah.
You know, and the disappointing aftermath of a losing effort. So we have, throughout the course of this Stanley Cup Final Series, been bringing you the efforts of Doug Vaughn.
Doug Vaughn,
our guy.
Poet laureate of the St. Louis Blues, who, for some reason, ties in hockey jargon with farm life. A lot of it, if you listen closely, has a lot to do with farm stuff, which I never really saw the connection, but clearly, it's worked for Doug. Friend of the show.
We had him on.
He was
great.
We actually,
you know, sort of enticed him into doing
and
a poem for us.
And he was lights out.
Off the dome.
Yeah,
and he knocked
out.
It out of the park.
He was very strong.
So we've played poems from Doug after they've lost.
We've played poems
from Doug after they've won.
Sure.
One can only imagine.
Oh, God. He must have been on cloud 10.
What Doug was like after the Stanley Cup clincher last night.
The boys are back in St. Louis. With the chalice.
Never thought I'd see it. Ever since old Lecleedsy and Schotzy started this old fur trading post, no trapper has ever been able to ensnare the elusive chalice, but now our band of bluesers has bagged the bounty. Double B's put a lot of rubber on our igloo in that initial stanza, but Benner stacked his pillows sweetly. He waved his waffle board wonderfully. He stood on his head and whistled Dixie and snatched red-hot rivets with his crab-handed biscuit blocker to keep the whiny toddlers off the tote port. Rilesy, old Rilesy, used saucy twig work to bend Bosey's blast into a biscuit bulger. Petro went top cookies. Hey, thanks for the apples, Schwartzy. Schinner tingled twine and Sansy flipped a wafer into the collection plate. Our road warriors arrived in Beantown in ill humor, cut the heart out of the bear, and left him whimpering right there on his home pond. We knew if we could just get hot, we could win this baby, and hot we got, and I don't mean maybe. This is a height that has never been reached, and now you can look it up. The St. Louis Blues have finally done it. They've won the Stanley Cup.
Wow and wow and wow. Wow and wow and wow and wow.
Never thought I'd see it.
What was that guy's problem at the end?
Stay out of it.
The hell's that guy's
problem? Leave Doug's stage to himself.
So you have the one guy who's an absolute wordsmith, Doug. And then you have the other guy who only knows one word
and says it a lot.
Yeah, like, all right, just let
Wow less. And wow and wow.
Ugh.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
And wow and wow.
That's hard to hear.
And wow.
What is wrong with that guy? Was he skipping? Like, what happened there?
I got Ryan from OMF here with me saying, this is morning drive.
That's right.
The day after. Right.
They just won the cup.
This is what you're hearing. You're driving around jubilation.
Well, if you're driving around St. Louis, isn't your first thought not, hey, they're bringing the cup back from Boston? Yeah. It's, what does Doug say?
What's
today?
Doug's poem going to be about? See, they don't know. They haven't won a whole lot. The Blues have never won
this
before.
Yeah.
So how do you handle it? And then you still have to wake up in St. Louis.
He waved his waffle board wonderfully. He stood on his head and whistled Dixie.
Whistled Dixie. Like, I don't.
There's something about
fur
trading post too. Like, he thinks St. Louis hasn't yet been discovered by Lewis and Clark.
He did leave out the line about how the mailman is sleeping with your mom. He left that part out.
Your uncle killed somebody and put him under the floorboards.
Yeah, killed a drifter. Yeah, I mean, I guess safety first. But yeah, it's an odd thing. But there they are. That's how they celebrate a cup in St. Louis.
You know what?
I
give Doug credit. That was a strong effort.
Crab-handed biscuit blocker to keep the whiny toddlers off the tote port.
Yep.
Now we're whiny toddlers.
I guess. It's fine. What are you going to do?
I'm going to miss Doug.
Yeah, he's not going
Does
anywhere.
Does Doug do poems when they're not playing?
What about for the Cardinals? Maybe
the
Cardinals.
Does he do Cardinal poems?
He might do Cardinal poems.
Every day?
Yeah.
Old Rilesy used saucy twig work.
What do they do? I mean, I guess you have baseball now for a while. So is it just Cardinals and Blues? What else they got down there?
That'd be it.
They have an impending XFL franchise.
Rossi, come on.
Stop trying to make the XFL happen.
I'm just a supporter. I'm from a distance.
They do. That's right. They do have an XFL team. I bet
they must be so excited about that.
St. Louis XFL team. They don't have nicknames yet in that league, but I'm sure they'll get one.
Petro and Top Cookies.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Thanks for the apples, Schwartzy.
Yep, thanks for the
Schwartzy.
Apples. Schwartzy. Thanks for the apples. That was hard to watch and hard to hear right now. Hard to watch, though.
Wow, and wow, and wow.
And wow, and wow.
Wow, and wow, and wow.
That guy has to be kidding.
I want to punch that guy in the face. Doug,
wow.
I like.
No, this guy, yeah.
Wow guy,
and
I want to punch right square
wow.
in the face.
He's at a loss
wow,
for words.
And wow. And
all right,
wow.
All right, I can't.
All right,
yeah, can't
all right, all right,
wow,
all right, all right.
Wow.
All right.
Seriously.
We can't take any more of wow guy.
And wow.
All right, Rossi.
Okay, got it. Bridge troll. Back at it again.
Yes, exactly.
He's the station bridge troll.
Jason Rossi, station bridge troll.
Hey, thanks, bro. Thanks for the,
that's what you were saying last night, probably. That was Rossi.
Wow, what a performance.
Oh, look at them getting the cup in their hands. And
troll.
I told you there was.
Did you watch? I know, Dale, you were working.
Did I watch the game?
Yes, but did you watch the ceremony after?
No. What am I watching that for?
I just
watched the
curious.
Blues skate around? For what? Maybe they'll interview Barkley again. I got to see how this post game wraps up. No, I'm not watching that. Come on.
Did you watch to see who won the Conn Smythe?
No, I saw that on Twitter, though. I kind of had a feeling it was going to be Ryan O'Reilly. Do you notice that the Boston guys didn't vote for Tuca in their top three, Dale?
The Professional Hockey Writers Association actually publishes the ballots.
Well, one of the Boston guys did.
They publish the ballots of the and there's a limited number of people who get votes.
18, I think.
And for instance, Steve Conroy of the Boston Herald, for instance, you get a first place vote, second place vote, third place vote. He has no Bruins on his ballot. He has Ryan O'Reilly 1, Alex Pietrangelo 2, Jordan Binnington 3.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe. O'Reilly 1, Binnington 2, Tuukka Rask 3.
Okay.
Let's see.
Fluto's on there too.
Yeah, Fluto is the Athletic. He's got O'Reilly 1, Parayko 2.
Ooh, a little off the board there.
Way off.
Yeah.
He
was good though.
Yeah, no, he was good. And he had
Binnington
Jordan
3.
Binnington
yeah.
3.
Yeah.
The people who had Tuukka second, because nobody had him in first.
Where
it
is
was
that
either
one guy
O'Reilly
from?
Or Binnington. They got all the first place votes. The people who had Tuukka Rask second, there were a couple of them. Per German.
Who's this gentleman?
Aftonbladet.
Where is that?
I think that's Sweden.
That's awesome.
That's good.
He voted to him second. Yeah.
Michael Trakos, Post Media.
Okay.
Sammy Hoffren. Ilta Sanomat, I bet that's Finnish.
But what I don't
that would explain the Tuukka Rask love.
Yeah, good for him. What I don't understand though is how you can watch the entire postseason and Tuukka Rask. You don't think Tuukka Rask was one of the three best players in the playoffs? It's the playoffs. It's the 23
right.
games or
it's
24
not the
games,
seven
or 26 games
of the final.
Right. I think he was better than
Colton Parayko.
I think he was better than Colton Parayko. I think he was better overall than Jordan Binnington. Jordan Binnington had one more win. That's great. That's true, and that's what really matters ultimately. But for this thing, Tuukka Rask was better. Ryan O'Reilly's the one guy. Fine. I'll give you that one. Even Pietrangelo I thought was really good. But
there were only five guys who got votes. Ryan O'Reilly obviously won. Binnington was two. Rask was three. Pietrangelo four. Parayko five.
That's good. I don't think anybody else on the Bruins deserved a vote. Brad Marchand had a bunch of points, but when they needed him the most, he wasn't there. Bergeron did not have a good cup final. Who else would you throw him in? Krug had a good, pretty good playoff overall, but I'm not putting him on there. So, no, nobody else in the Bruins deserved to have any votes.
I was working in the building at the time, so I didn't hear this. I'm taking the texter's word for it.
Oh, boy, be careful.
Apparently, NBC dropped the ball, and there were like 30 F-bombs that hit the airwaves
night. Oh, no, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Because, you know, I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, open mic down there. I mean, that's stuff can happen.
Yeah, guys are a little excited.
Yeah. So what happens there? They just have to like apologize for it or whatever? Like how does that even work?
I think the way you get out of it is you can say, hey, it's a live event.
Yeah.
You know, what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
I think the FCC at that point would say you're supposed to have a dump button.
Yeah, right. So there's no delay there at that point. And they were just letting it fly.
What do you think? You're NBC
letting
Sports Boston. You don't get to say stuff normally.
No, they stop right there. Yeah. They don't go with the old F bombs in there.
And they've even stopped doing the whole.
Yeah, I think they have. Like they've sort of said, you know what, let's cool it with that.
For a while, it was like everybody
Every
just
night.
See how many swear
yeah.
words you can work in.
It's fun. You can cuss, you know?
We'll do it here.
That's crazy. It's wild.
Jason Rossi's dexterity in the other room there.
We've had to dump some collars recently. Not
Me?
Today, though. I thought people were going to be a little bit more upset than they were today.
A little saltier.
I think people are just kind of in shock that this whole thing happened.
I think you guys said it before. If this went into the third, this would be a whole different feeling today from like callers and everybody. But the fact that it was
the game was over for a while.
It really was. Yeah. Like the second period was just flat and that was it. People kind of knew like, when they didn't score in the first five,
stinky.
6 minutes.
Second period. That's how I described the second period.
It's close
if
enough.
I had one word to describe it.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. John's up in Maine. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Dale, it's good to hear your voice again. I remember you very fondly as the voice of the Maine Mariners up here in Maine.
Thank you very much.
A couple points. Back in about December and January, when we started to go through a lot of their injuries, and I went through a numerous amount of people. There was a lot of talk on if the Bruins were even going to be able to make the playoffs with the roster that they have to put out.
That never happened.
I'm very proud of the Boston Bruins. I'm still wearing my Boston Bruin hat and my jersey today. I congratulate the Blues fans. I'm disappointed as possible. I was kind of shocked to hear this morning on some of the talking heads on the earlier programs on things like, let's break the team up, let's trade Patrice Bergeron and things like that. It seemed like very knee-jerk reaction.
Well, that was only one guy.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the overall sentiment.
We call him Mr. Hockey.
Yeah, that'd be...
Yeah, he really didn't sound like he really understood the principles of the game and really didn't
get
it to the Bruins fans. Yeah. I mean, Patrice Bergeron, really?
Well, that one.
Well,
that
you know,
one
you get
sense.
Emotional. You know, in a losing effort, you get a little emotional.
But I don't remember. John said that at one point we didn't think the Bruins were going to make the playoffs. I think you're thinking of the Blues. The Bruins.
No,
we
the
knew
Blues
they were going to make the playoffs.
In last place on January 1st.
I think you knew the Bruins were going to make the playoffs the whole time. It was a matter of were they going to host Toronto or not. That was the only thing that was up for grabs for a while. Were they going to be two or three in the division? Because the Lightning ran away with it, but the Bruins were always a playoff team. I think it's crazy to say. Get rid of Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak. However, if you could find a trade to move on from David Krejci and his $7.25 million, I would do that. I think you're going to bring back a lot of the same team, but because on the one hand, you can say, well, you are a game away from winning the thing, so why would you want to make too many changes? Well, you also didn't win the whole thing, and you got to play Carolina in the conference finals, Columbus in the semifinals. That's a big difference. You didn't have to go through Tampa Bay or Pittsburgh or Washington. And I'm guessing it's not going to play out that way next year. If they make the playoff, well, they will. They are going to not get a path this easy where they only face one 100-point team on the way to the cup final. And that happens to be in the first round. Not going to happen.
The other thing that happened last night, and unfortunately when the news first broke, we were on the air at the time. When we brought you Darren Millard's tweet yesterday afternoon that said,
my God,
quote,
drop the ball.
Reports circulating that Tim Thomas is in Boston and will be waving the banner before game 7.
I didn't see him.
Hashtag heavy hitter. Hashtag found.
Is that right? They found him?
Well,
I don't think
now we can say hashtag lost again because no.
What happened to that guy? What kind of scoop? He got burned there. That was he was wrong.
He wasn't the only one, but he was the only blue check mark one that I saw. Darren Millard, you know, is a pretty well-known hockey guy up in Canada, somebody that I follow.
And that was on, what did we get that around, like noon or so, or like one? Maybe it was closer to the end of our show, yeah. But we were talking about it at the end of our show. And then so I
hated the idea.
Yeah. Well, no, you hated it. I loved it. And then we sort of, we checked out a little bit, or I checked out, watching the Red Sox, kind of whatever, and then getting ready for the start of the game, and I turn on NBC, and they have Fist Bump Kid, who's great, Allie Raisman, who's great, Edelman, who's great, and I say to myself, what happened to Thomas? I'm like, did I miss a follow-up report here? But that was a big-time swing and a miss. No sign of Tim Thomas.
Yeah, wasn't going to happen. 617-779-7937. Wayne's in Connecticut. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I think the writers or whoever chooses the Conn Smythe missed the most important player. And that was the officiating in Game 5. Two contacts to the head, no penalty. Akari clearly slew-footed,
right.
Or tripped.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Led to a goal, yep. No penalty. But yet there was a suspension in the game. How can you have three major penalties like that and not even one call?
Well, and that was the last time you saw Kelly Sutherland and his officiating partner.
He didn't get any votes, though.
You saw Chris Rooney and Gord Dwyer the last two games, and I had no issues with their work in games 6 and 7.
Well, I just say this, maybe not, but that was the reason why the Bruins lost the Stanley Cup, because had they won that game and all they wouldn't have scored the second goal. Blues wouldn't have scored the second goal in power play if they hadn't got, you know, if Akari hadn't been tripped that way. And the other three calls, give Bruins three power plays, they probably would have scored and they probably would have won that game.
Yeah, they still should have won last night, though. I mean, they still should have. I'm not going to blame the refs for why they lost the cup. If it was a one-off game and that was the only game to decide it, like the Super Bowl, and it was officiated that poorly, maybe I'd go down that road with you. But a seven-game series, I'm not going to say that that's why they lost the series.
I am not in the aftermath of a stinker in Game 7.
No.
Going to go back to, yeah, well, it already should have been over with.
I'm not
blaming the officials for losing the cup.
Nope. Not at all.
And again,
it wasn't ideal.
I thought Sutherland and his crew were horrible.
Yeah, they were.
And, you know, that's fine.
Awful.
But you had a chance to win the cup last night.
Yeah.
You were the one who didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I'm not going back to Game 5.
Kind of simple to me. Mike's in Whitman. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was pretty much going to say the same thing as the last caller. I just think that, you know, Berube calling out the refs kind of changed the dynamic of the whole series. You know, them getting away with those hits those first three games. And, you know, it kind of just was all downhill from there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it affected Game 4 and 5. It did. But it didn't mean it was impossible for the Bruins to win those games. Like, it was not ideal. They should have had a major. They should have at least had a minor penalty called at the very least and gotten a power play out of it. It didn't happen, but they still had their opportunities. In all of the games the Bruins lost, really with the exception of last night, they had opportunities late to win it, and they couldn't get it done.
They had no opportunities last night because it was done.
They had a couple opportunities in the first period that Binnington stuffed, and then that was pretty much the game.
I will say this about the atmosphere and the crowd last night. This concerned me yesterday. We talked about this, where the get-in price was...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So high.
Oh, my God.
And some of the prices that were being paid were so high. I think it priced a pretty fair portion of a lot of the Bruins fan base out of the market.
Definitely.
And I was concerned that many of the people who were going to be in the building were white collar, you know, higher income types, not as emotionally invested in the Bruins.
It's like that
they
red
wanted
level
to be there and they wanted to see, yes.
Yeah.
And you look at the beginning of the second half
at a
Patriots game and see all those empty red seats.
Where's the middle section?
Because they're all inside drinking margaritas and sitting by the fireplace.
Yeah, a little bit different.
And
yeah, you're right.
I do think that a pretty fair portion of the crowd wasn't as invested in a Bruins win as the normal Bruins crowd, so it was kind of easy for them once it was 2-0 to say, okay, we're out.
Yeah, you probably didn't have as many diehards, but you also didn't give them anything to cheer for in the first period.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a goal, or if you even, you know, even if it's 1-0 and Tuukka makes that save and, you know, bails out Brad Marchand and really screwed up there for that second goal, then maybe the crowd, there's a little bit of juice there. But it was just sort of waiting for something to happen, which never did.
Schinner, tingled twine.
Oh,
and
my God, this guy. Yeah.
Sanzi flipped a wafer into the collection plate.
Yeah, he
and
sure did.
Wow.
Oh, don't
and
bring
wow.
my hate
this guy so much.
I want to hit him so
that
hard.
That guy stinks.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, and but we've
wow.
got to, oh, stop
and
it.
Wow. Sucks.
We have to
and
trend.
Wow.
Trending
and
time.
Wow.
Drive home with
wow.
OMF. And weekday wow. afternoons, 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And wow, and wow, and wow.
You know, I've changed my mind. I don't want to hit that guy.
You want to hit Rossi?
I want to hit Rossi.
Yeah, he's a troll.
So hard his house pets hurt.
He's an absolute troll. Bruins wow, lost the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, look, Rossi found
Blues.
Another button.
That's all he's got. He's got one button in there. It was a Game 7, Dale. That makes it sting even more. First cup in the history of the St. Louis Blues. Ryan O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe. On to other things. The Red Sox walked off with a win over the Rangers yesterday. They'll go for the split of their four-game series with Texas tonight. David Price gets the start, and you can listen to it right here on the Shaw Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pre-game 6:10, first pitch 7:10. Joe Castiglione, Sean McDonough, and Lou Maloney on the call.
Doesn't sound like Dave Dombrowski's in a hurry to make many moves to improve the roster, does
no.
it, based on our conversation?
No, he doesn't.
He's waiting to get Stephen Wright back. That's going to change everything.
How many innings for Stephen Wright? I'll go over under 10 the rest of the way.
Push.
Under. How about 9 2/3?
Okay.
Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Raptors with a 3-2 series lead over the Warriors. Tip off from Oracle a little after 9 o'clock. And the Patriots have reportedly made a deal with the Detroit Lions for tight end Michael Roberts in exchange for a late round draft pick. Whether it is rainy, cloudy here in Boston, temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hey fans, Callahan here. Whatever your precast concrete needs may be, from steps to retaining walls to utilities, Shea Concrete touches all the bases. Engineers love Shea's ability to customize. Visit SheaConcrete.com. SheaConcrete.com.
When you find yourself by the grill and someone asks you how you like your turkey dog cooked, you let them know you like it cooked on the fourth Thursday in November, smothered in gravy with a pumpkin pie chaser. As for right now, you'd like to sink your teeth into a juicy KM Natural Casing Frank, like any other self-respecting summer barbecuer. Come on, eat a hot dog. KM, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
Wilmington Builder Supply invites you to experience the elegance of Anderson Windows at any one of its five locations, like the Wilmington Builder Supply Showroom. At the Wilmington Showroom, Anderson Windows are built right into their kitchen designs, showing contractors and homeowners exactly how everything will look and feel in the home. Wilmington Builder Supply features Anderson Windows because they're not just a window, they're peace of mind for you and them. See for yourself at the Wilmington Builder Supply Showroom today.
The Red Sox are headed to London, and so could you. The Jimmy Fund is auctioning off a trip across the pond that includes airfare, hotel, and tickets to both games. Visit jimmyfund.gives/londongames to place a bid. That's jimmyfund.gives/londongames.
As a Marine, I was always fit for duty, and now VA healthcare keeps me fit for life. My doctors are excellent, the clinics are state-of-the-art, and I have peace of mind knowing that the VA covers everything from prescriptions to home health care if needed. With the VA, there are no premiums or deductibles, and a quarter of all veterans pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. To learn more about the benefits you or a loved one have earned, call 844-VA-CARES or go to vacares.us. After 10 years, I may not be as lean or mean, but the VA has kept me a healthy Marine.
Reed's Ferry Sheds, biggest shed dealer in New England. Not us. Home improvement stores, they've got parking lot sheds, they've got everything. The one I go to even has birds that live in the store. Serious, they're flying around. Now how are we going to top that? We had to go out and buy a bird sound effect. Dang thing scared people to death. Didn't work, but come to find out, didn't need it. Because we have one thing the home improvement store doesn't have, we have the Reed's Ferry Shed. No fall of particle board, higher quality, backed by a 30-year warranty, and so good-looking you could put in the front yard. Just saying, if you need a shed, are you really going to go to a home improvement store? That's for the birds.
Oh, that was good. Play the laughing bird sound effect.
See a better quality... Okay, that's enough. Thank you. See a better quality shed at ReedsFerry.com, then make the call.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you got a good one.
Unilock. When planning a landscape project, it's important to remember not all brick pavers are created equal. Many products look great when they're first installed, but after time the difference in quality shows. Not Endura-Color pavers by Unilock. They have a smoother, more refined surface texture, so they're more resistant to wear and their color lasts. Unique Endura-Color pavers from Unilock are an investment in your home that will stand the test of time. Insist on Endura-Color. Call 1-800-UNILOCK or visit unilock.com.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-605-9032. That's 800-605-9032. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life and get bigger with your free supply. Call 800-605-9032. That's 1-800-605-9032.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
Ah. One, two, three!
Ah. Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
A disappointing end to a remarkable Bruins season as the St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions. React and talk about it right here. Now back to Dale and Keefe on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What have I become? My sweetest friend.
Well, that'll cheer everybody up, huh?
That's Fat Thor singing for every Bruins fan in the world today.
So Fat Thor's a thing?
Yeah, you didn't see Endgame?
I have not.
No, so you're the one.
Yeah, he's the one holding them back from being the number one movie of all time.
Yeah, Thor's fat.
I've been a little busy here the last couple of months.
Yeah, and Thor put on some bad weight. He was in a state of depression and he put on a lot of weight. And that's him singing Hurt.
No. See, I think he sings. I think he sings for all of us, don't you?
He does. He sums it up perfectly. It's how we all feel.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Bill's in Revere. Hey, Bill.
Guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
I agree with you, Dale, wholeheartedly, and Keith, with the idea. When Tim Thomas left, I thought we'd never win a cup with Tuukka Rask, and I changed my opinion over time, and I thought it was great, this series, and I think we'll never win a Stanley Cup with a first line playing like that. So I think that's spot on. I think that he showed that he under pressure, he was great. With the mix of the season he had with a good backup goaltender, it worked to give him the rest he needed. And it just, the first line was just a complete disappointment.
They were. They to me, were the biggest letdown, but it's so much easier to blame one person. And I feel like that's going to happen like this offseason.
Yeah.
a lot of people are going to look at Tuca. But I'm with you. To me, it's the first line, and they let everybody down.
And I also wanted to say on Dave Dombrowski, you're right about that. That's like listening to paint dry, because what's the solution here? You talked about Wright coming back, right? But he still has a knee. I mean, I trained horses.
Well, he has two, actually.
Yeah, but he's got a bad one.
Yeah.
In those terms. But he's going to work around it. You know, they're going to work around and pitch him a certain way. And on Nathan Eovaldi, the guy was great in his relief role, right? And he's had about six surgeries, yet they're stuck on putting him in a starting spot. And I just think he'd be better served to fill one of the roles as badly needed right now in some sort of relief. Do you agree with that?
I don't want Eovaldi pitching in relief. I don't. You're paying him $17 million. He should start.
I mean, if I took your knowledge of the $17 million away for a moment,
mm-hmm.
and you just looked at the player and the needs of the team, I'd probably be okay with sticking him in a closing role.
But then you're still...
You've blown 10 saves this year.
Yeah, but you're also still missing a starter at that point.
Yep.
Or even two. And like...
It doesn't sound like Stephen Wright's going to be used as that.
Get out of here. Are we really expecting Stephen Wright to give you anything? I can't even believe he brought him up. I was like, okay. Don't hold your breath on anything out of Stephen Wright this year.
617-779-7937. Brian's out in Denver. Hey, Brian.
Hey, it's Brian from Connecticut, actually. I'm an old Whaler fan.
Oh, hey, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to comment on the physicality of the series, and I think the Blues really responded to the Bruins' physical play, which we all know that the Bruins are traditionally a very physical, you know, hard-nosed team, the whole, you know, lunch pail thing. And in recent years, I think that kind of play in the playoffs has earned them a lot of wins.
Well, and the Blues are more physical. They're more physical. They were definitely the more physical team. They needed it more.
Brian, I got to be honest. The Blues are the aberration right now in the league.
It's usually more skill now.
Right.
No, right. But I'm just saying that I think the Bruins got a lot of mileage being physical. And yes, I agree. It's more about skill. But...
That was a while ago. That's not them anymore.
That was eight years ago when they were the big bad Bruins. Yeah. And we said this yesterday. What the Bruins did to the Vancouver Canucks and winning Game 7 in Vancouver is almost exactly what you saw St. Louis do to the Bruins. But the league has gone away from what the Blues are doing.
Like, if you would look at all the teams that have won the Cup in the last, say, 10 or 11 years, it was that Bruins team in 11, this Blues team, and then would you say maybe the Kings, like as far as playing that kind of like a heavier team? The other ones are all much more skilled and have like MVP type players and all-star players all up and down the roster. So this is a little bit different. And going in, I thought the Bruins had the advantage everywhere. The only place that you would say maybe the Blues were better where they were a more physical, kind of toeing that line with dirty team than the Bruins were. And he said, well, that doesn't really win anymore, but we were wrong about that.
And then when they got to Game 7, they didn't dare play that way.
No, they were.
Because they were afraid if we put the Bruins on the power play, we could lose.
Well, they got the early lead, so they didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was only one penalty called in the entire game. And it was one they had to call. It was a delay of game penalty for shooting the puck over the
net. That's shocking to think about, that if he doesn't do that, there would have been zero
penalties. Another penalty-free game.
That's nuts.
Not quite the classic that I remember the Tampa Bay game being.
No. That one, a little bit more thrilling.
Danny's in New Hampshire. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I just have 2 points I'd like to make. The first one, you know, that first line, you know, they're sort of like a Swiss watch. They're so fine-tuned. And let's be honest, Pastrnak was never the same after he came back from that tendon. You know, he showed flashes here and there, but he was not the same player. And he was actually, up to that point, the best player on that line, on the team, as far as scoring. Now, I want to make another point that I don't think anyone has thought about.
Ooh.
I'm sure. Well, here I go.
Yes.
The majority of the Bruins were Americans. The majority of the Blues were Canadians.
Think about it.
You don't think they were talking in that locker room, they rather lose to the Russians than the Yanks. I think that may have been a factor, too. Thank you.
He is right. I had not heard that before.
No, he's got a point there.
What is it about the Russians? Wait, what? So they'd rather lose to a bunch of Canadians?
I did notice, though. I don't think anybody gave that one second of thought.
I thought he was kidding, but by the tone of his voice, he probably wasn't. That was probably serious. The Bruins do have a lot of Americans, though.
Yes.
That is definitely true. You look at the last time they won the Cup.
Their general manager is a graduate of the American collegiate system. You know, he has American college players.
Although he's Canadian.
He is, but he played at Harvard.
Yes, right. And St. Paul's. Don't forget St. Paul's.
No, I won't. You know, yes, he does have a lot of American collegiate graduates.
Yeah.
But quite honestly,
come on.
Who do you not want? Ones who were graduates of that program, of the players on your team, I mean, McAvoy,
Grizzly. No, I don't know what the hell that guy said. We'll move on from that.
We don't have to try to figure it out.
I don't think so. But he was 100% right that nobody's talking about it. Usually when somebody says that, it's something that we've already heard a million times. I had not heard that before. So we will take that and we will throw it in the bin.
Nick's in Weymouth. Hey, Nick.
Hey, I'm just throwing this out there. The Bruins, I'd rather get into some kind of rebuild mode or exchange your player mode for the next to be competitive in the next 2 or 3 years to go for Cup. I don't think there's anybody untouchable on the Bruins, and I don't need to get rid of them for the sake that they didn't perform. What I'm saying is, if you can get somebody for some of the personnel on the Bruins,
All right, I can't hear his call, but if you're looking ahead to next year...
By the way, rebuild mode?
No.
You just lost in the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Final and you're in rebuild mode?
No, and it's. I think people look at how old Chara is and then they say, well, Bergeron's been here a long time, and they make it out to be like the team is super old.
Right.
That's not true.
They're pretty young.
So you got to bring back McAvoy and Carlo, obviously, but they're both restricted, and more often than not in the NHL, restricted free agents stay. When a team wants a guy, they're going to keep him. So I know the first line was bad, but I'm bringing all those guys back. Maybe you jumble them up a little bit, maybe you don't, but I'm at least bringing those guys back. Charlie Coyle's got another year left. Sean Corrali has another year left. Nordstrom, Wagner, DeBrusque, Kuhlman, they're all back. Now, Johansson's a free agent, and Achari's a free agent.
Unrestricted free agent, and Johansson has probably earned himself a pretty big contract.
Johansson's gone. Achari, I don't think, is going to cost you a whole lot. So Achari, you could probably bring back.
If you wanted him back, he would probably be back.
Heinen's a restricted free agent. You have both your goalies back. Krug only has 1 year left, but Krug is back. Grizzlick's back. Kevin Miller, who was hurt the whole postseason, he's back. No, the rebuild's absolutely wrong. It's tinker. Like, what do you want to do? They never got a right wing for the second line. They never did. Trade deadline came and went. They beefed up the third line, which was great and extremely helpful, but they never gave David Krejci a right wing. So that, to me, would be a huge... If David Krejci's still on the team, I know he's under contract, but he's always in trade rumors. He has 2 years left. I think the second line right wing has got to be the number one priority. I don't know how much money you can spend on them because Carlo and McAvoy are going to get big time raises.
McAvoy especially.
But that's going to have to be a something to go after.
And I do think you're probably at the point where you have to kind of decide about Torrey Krug. He's entering the last year of his contract. If you wanted to extend him, you know, long term, this would probably be the offseason where you try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide, you know what, he's going to be priced out of our range here with the salary cap restrictions, this would be the offseason where you'd move him.
Yeah, he is... I could really kind of go either way with Torrey Krug because there are certain nights where you see him out there and you want him, and you know that, you know, an offensive defenseman sometimes is going to get paid, right? And even though he might be your sixth best defensive defenseman, but he's your number one guy on the power play, you got to sort of weigh that.
And was huge as the quarterback of the power play, you know, easily their best offensive defenseman. Mm-hmm. I think McAvoy has some offensive upside that we really haven't seen enough of yet.
And even so, I mean, Grizzlick does too on the power play. You could put him out there. So I don't know. And also, what could you get for 1 year of Torrey Krug? Right? Is the plan either extend him or trade him? Or is there any scenario where you just let him play out the year? I mean, those are all going to be on the to-do list for Sweeney.
Aiden's in Mattapoisett. Hey, Aiden.
Hey, Dale just kind of touched on a point that I was going to bring up about Charlie McAvoy being a restricted free agent, but I know he declined that the extension offer the Bruins offered him last offseason. Do you think that's going to hurt their relationship at all?
No.
No?
No, I mean, what will hurt their relationship if the Bruins don't offer him the kind of money that he's looking for?
Right.
That's what will hurt the relationship. No, the Bruins want him back. As far as I know, he wants to be back. He's talked repeatedly. He said last night, in the emotion of the post-game locker room, if you could say anything to the other guys in this room, what would you say? And he said, I'd tell them I love them.
Oh, yeah, he was absolutely affected by the loss. He was upset, but that could certainly serve as motivation for him. You know, as a young guy, he talked about it leading up to it. Like, he had some really, I thought, impressive comments, honest comments after Game 6 about what Bergeron said and how hyped they got. And I kind of wondered, all right, how are you going to recreate that? And, you know, clearly they didn't.
What else you got coming up next? OMF at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Season comes to a shocking end as the St. Louis Blues do the unthinkable and take down the Bruins in Game 7.
The wait is over, and the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
React and talk about it now.
The Bruins have run into something what I call a nightmare.
Probably the worst thing is the players having to sit and watch.
Bruins fans, many of them have already exited into the night.
It's a heartbreaker. It's tough to describe.
On your home of the best Bruins playoff coverage, Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
National Lumber, wait till you see us.
Stephen and Margie Cates from National Lumber, a third-generation family-owned business for over 80 years.
The legacy of our family business matters because when a person's spending a lot of money on their home, they want to know they're getting the right product at the right price. And they know that National Lumber will be there for them down the road.
We have the experts. We know our customers, builders and contractors. That's our expertise. We only offer what we can do better than anyone else. We want to make everyone proud to be part of the National Lumber family. At National Lumber, we make their success our first priority.
Visit a National Lumber store near you or call 800-370-WOOD or go to national-lumber.com.
This is for all the pros out there.
You know when you get up in the morning and you just feel rested? There's a different feeling to it. You got a great night's sleep and you can feel it in your body. You're more awake. You're more alert. Everything is better. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's what I'm doing every single day thanks to MyPillow. MyPillows are helping me fall asleep faster and stay there longer. I get up real early for the show, but I still wake up feeling rested and ready to deal with whatever is thrown at me, which can be anything with Jerry. And right now, get a two-pack of MyPillows premium pillows for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You get this awesome deal at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WEEI or by calling 800-933-5516. MyPillow, of course, offers a 60-day money-back guarantee on all their products, including the great Dream Sheets. So if they're not for you, you can send them back. You can wake up feeling and looking as fresh as I do. It's simple, and you can also save money while you're at it. Get MyPillow's awesome new deal on premium pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your paint job is looking less than new, bring back that showroom shine with Formula One Wash and Wax, Paste Wax, or Scratch Out on sale now for $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your vehicle looking new with Formula One Auto Care products, $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Imagine playing blackjack steps from Boston Harbor. Imagine hitting the jackpot at your favorite slot machine. Imagine a buffet crafted by chefs from around the world. Imagine a spa that raises pampering to an art form. Opening June 23rd, Wynn Resorts presents Encore Boston Harbor, a world above. Nothing but
If you or a friend has concerns about a gambling problem, call the 24-hour Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-426-1234. Must be 21 years of age or older to enter gaming floor. Valid identification required.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three!
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-673-1680 now. That's 800-673-1680 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-673-1680 to learn more. 800-673-1680. That's 800-673-1680. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Shocker at the Garden as the Bees fall to the Blues in the Stanley Cup Final 4-1. React and talk about it right here. Now back to Dale and Keith on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things. By the way, Adam Schefter has given us an update on what the Patriots have traded for tight end Michael Roberts. It is a
What's the damage?
A conditional seventh-round pick in 2020.
Oh, man. What's the conditions?
I don't know. If he's still alive.
Yeah, all right.
Had three touchdowns last year.
Pretty good.
6'5", 265.
Nice. Big guy.
So, according to Adam Schefter, that's what it's going to take.
All right.
What else you got?
I'll let you start.
All right. My guy, Nick Van Exel.
I was
always a big Nick Van Exel fan.
Were you?
I actually had a Nick Van Exel Lakers jersey. I know it was kind of faux pas of a Lakers jersey, but at that time, the Celtics were so bad. I was always a Celtics fan, but I love Nick Van Exel. So I had a Van Exel jersey. Well, he was upset with his Twitter followers, so he made a video, and he posted this while out on the golf course.
Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm a little iced coffee this morning. Just want to let everybody know, all my Twitter followers, everybody that's in my phone, my friends, my family. Real disappointed in y'all that y'all didn't let me know about iced coffee before. So, real disappointed. But since it tastes so good, I forget y'all. Peace.
Nick Van Exel is a 47-year-old man. And had no idea what iced coffee
look
was.
Look at this. Who knew?
He had never had iced coffee, but he loves it. And he forgives everybody because it's so delicious. So then you see him taking a sip of it. Who'd have thought?
Hot sports take?
Yeah.
Not an iced coffee fan myself.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I see it
every day.
In February, you've got it in
here. I have one every day year round.
I've never had a sip of coffee, but I know very well.
Could you imagine
troll,
him caffeinated?
Here he is, troll guy. Troll guy's back. Now he's trolling coffee people.
Yeah, I've never had. You're like, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
You're that guy.
I've never had a sip of coffee in my life. Never had one.
Well, I still know what iced coffee is.
You should probably
never
have
been around
one.
Like people that have had iced coffee. Do you think it was a fake? Do you think this was just to get popular? Just to be viral?
You can't watch TV without a commercial for iced coffee. There's like a million different places that all have iced coffee. It's nonstop. And where does he live now? Probably like California or somewhere warm. I'm sure everybody's walking around with iced coffees.
And for the record, I've never seen an episode of The Office. Not Game of Thrones. I've seen all those.
All right, troll.
Okay, fine.
What else you got?
So the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup here at the Garden. NBC, of course, televised the game, did huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But in the immediate aftermath of winning a cup, it can get a little salty down there.
By general manager Doug Armstrong.
So, all right.
What do they expect?
It's open mics. It's a live telecast.
Let it rip.
Guys are happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes words come out, which, by the way, on the telecast, weren't bleeped the way we had to bleep them.
No, they weren't.
But don't you worry. Doc Emmerich's got your back.
More celebrating continues here from St. Louis. We do apologize that there is some exultation language that got on, and we have taken measures that microphone is not turned on now. They continue to celebrate here, and they will into the night here in St. Louis. You're watching the Stanley Cup Final presented by GEICO.
Exultation language.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Attaboy, Doc.
Well, it doesn't matter if you turn that mic off, because earlier in the playoffs, Mike Milbury swore on the air. So you can't,
couldn't
be too
him.
Careful there.
And he was sitting 6 inches away from you, Doc.
Just right there. Those guys were fired up. What do you want them to do? Live rounds down there.
Stuff can happen.
Because you're going to get the players who are happy. They're screaming with joy. The players who are upset, if they happen to still be on the ice.
They might say some stuff.
Yeah, you don't want a microphone around there.
I'm going to kill you.
I was so sad that it was just such a lame-ass handshake last night. And there wasn't any fights, elbows, punches to the nose or throat. None of that. Throat punch. That'll knock you backwards a little bit. Yeah, quick throw punch.
I'm going to go in the other room and throw punch Rossi.
You should.
On our way
out. He deserves it today.
We're going to throw
not his
punch
best.
Him.
You learn who the best teammates are.
Okay.
When the champagne is dripping
off
the ceiling of the dressing room.
The other dressing room.
Right down the hall.
Down the hall. That's right.
I think you need to go home and consider this.
I might.
Deeply.
I will.
We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.